You probably don't think of 2020 as the year of small business, but across the state, amid an economy devastated by the pandemic, the number of new limited liability companies, or LLCs, formed in 2020 was nearly 10% higher than the year before. This morning, WBUR's Simone Rios reports from Fitchburg that some entrepreneurs see life after the pandemic and say now is the time to invest.
There's a new bodega in downtown Fitchburg, stocked with a colorful array of hot chocolate and chips and beans that comes special from Central America. Owner Carmen Mejia de Guzman and her husband moved to Fitchburg from Chelsea in the summer of 2019. They could afford to buy a house here, but there was a problem.
Me tocaba ir hasta Chelsea a comprar.
I had to go to Chelsea every week to get my Salvadoran food, she says. We were good living in Fitchburg, but we missed our food. So last winter, the couple decided to open a bodega in the middle of the city, Mi Rinconcito Salvadoreño, or My Little Corner of El Salvador. They wanted to serve the local Central American population, which they say is growing and hungry for food from home. It made sense to the couple, but the world was about to change. The week they were planning to go to City Hall and get their permits to open, Fitchburg shut down because of the coronavirus.
Nos tocó fuerte la pandemia, porque si él sin trabajo.
It hit us hard, Guzman says. My husband without a job, and having invested so much in this business, we were unable to open our doors. Eventually, they were able to open in the summer, but other businesses were less fortunate. Figures from Harvard University show that by December, more than a third of small businesses that were open before the pandemic were closed. But Rinconcito Salvadoreño wasn't the only bright spot in a dismal economy. According to the Secretary of State's office, which registers new corporations and LLCs, almost 54,000 new entities were formed in Massachusetts in 2020, up almost 3,000 from the year prior.
There's evidence that there's just been this explosion, really the highest level of new business registrants in the entire United States since our measures of that have been, have been recorded.
MIT business professor Scott Stern says it's still unclear exactly what's happening in the small business sector, but he sees a trend forming, not just in Massachusetts, but across the country, and it could point to a renaissance in startup activity.
That shift towards LLCs that you identified in the Massachusetts data very much reflects choices of individuals who found themselves at a moment in life where establishing a new business, whether to pursue a passion, whether or not it means reorganizing the relationship with their traditional employer, or perhaps to undertake some sort of broader economic experiment that might or might not work out. That has certainly been one of the bright spots in an otherwise challenging time.
Back on Main Street in Fitchburg, Elmer Melendez is another business owner who saw opportunity in the pandemic. He says the price of real estate here was so low, he couldn't pass up the chance to buy a building. He's opening a new Mexican restaurant in the months ahead. Melendez says he's positioning himself to capitalize on the return to normalcy, which in his world means more people going out to eat.
With so many restaurants closing and so many places closing, I believe we don't going to be so many places to go, but are we going to be ready for take care of patrons or guests that will be coming to the restaurants? And that is I really betting on that.
Melendez knows there's risk implicit in opening a new business, especially during a pandemic. But he knows that also means the possibility of great rewards once COVID is in the rearview mirror. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.